happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take our last look for this week, our Friday morning look, some of the local news stories. The second day of the trial of 15 people for the new business case advanced on Wednesday with the reading of the last pages of the mixed order to appeal to trial and the participation of the first witnesses, including two key actors provided by the prosecution, the merchant Gabrielle Gabby Bertesch and the former lawyer Ricardo Chanis, who had an active participation in the purchase of Editora Panama America S.A., known as IPASA, presumably with public funds. From the document containing the arguments to call a trial, it was reiterated that for the acquisition of IPASA in 2010, various corporate schemes were used with the purpose of obtaining money from companies that signed contracts with the state for infrastructure works in the five-year period between 2009 and 14, when Ricardo Martinelli was president of the Republic. In the investigation, it has been proven that Martinelli is the main shareholder of IPASA and is one of the 15 defendants who are currently on trial for alleged money laundering. It was announced that commercial structures pertinent to money laundering were used, such as factoring, corporations, trusts, and false real estate purchase and sales contracts, among others. That in a period of 2 weeks from December the 15th to the 29th of 2010 allowed the collection of $43.9 million for the purchase of the media group deposited in a basket account in the name of the new business company. The transaction exceeded by far its transactional profile declared at the time of opening the account, according to the writ of summons to trial signed by Judge Maluisa Martinez in October of 2022. Gabby Bertesch, a former member of Martinelli's circle when he was president, was the first witness presented by the Special Prosecutor's Office against Organized Crime, in charge of investigating the process. Bertesch confessed that he received funds from David Ochidias, one of the owners of the contractor company Transcaribe Trading, or TCT, to manage the purchase of IPASA. Now, he even said that these instructions were given to him in writing. The contributions that he would make by TCT came from the payments that he received as part of the contract that he had with the Ministry of Public Works for the design and construction of the Arihan-La Chorrera highway. On the podium, Bertesch narrated that in December of 2010, Martinelli called him and asked him to please receive some funds from Ochi that he would send to transfer to the new business account for the purchase of the newspaper Panama America. Having said that, Mr. David Ochi calls me and tells me that Mr. Ricardo Martinelli had called him to inform him that he had to transfer some money to the new business account. But when he told me the amount was $3 million, I informed him that it was too much money for me to receive, and I had to ask my brother Mike Bertesch and his partner Danny David Cohen for a favour, so that they would receive a part of the money for me that Mr. Ochi was giving me, he narrated. Thus, Ochi issued three checks to the accounts of MDM, to Fersey's Latin Corp, and to Silverbell Inc. These three companies received approximately $300,000 each from TCT. In addition, he explained, his personal accounts received about $2 million. He later bought cashier's checks, and these were deposited to the new business account at Global Bank. Now, all of them are accused, the Bertesch brothers, the partner, Danny Cohen, and also David Ochi, although the latter is not part of this trial since the procedural separation was declared in his regard because he enjoys jurisdiction electoral exemption as a presidential candidate for Realizando Metas RM, the party that Martinelli had founded. Bertesch also said that he had no relationship with the new business company and that he did not participate in the purchase of IPASA shares. A court of appeals in Chiriquí endorsed on Thursday maintaining the precautionary measure of provisional detention for the suspect in the femicide of the girl Lina Rojas, an event that occurred last February. This was reported by the public ministry, who explained that during the appeals hearing, The Homicide and Femicide Section of the Cherokee Prosecutor's Office managed to maintain the measure against the 54-year-old man while the investigations continue. Lina Rojas, 10 years of age, was found face down from blows to her body on February the 9th of 2023 in the back of her house in Alenje. 2 days later, on the 11th of February, the minor died in a room at the José Domingo de El Bodía Hospital in Chiriquí. With 23 votes in favour, Deputy Jaime Vargas of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, was elected on Thursday as a candidate for President of the National Assembly. Meanwhile, Deputy Ricardo Torres was elected for the first Vice Presidency. The second Vice Presidency will be in the hands of the Nationalist Republican Liberal Movement. His election was made during a meeting between a group of PRD deputies and the National Executive Committee. The new president of the legislature is for the new period that starts on the 1st of July. The meeting was attended by several deputies, including Abel Becker, Raul Pineda, Zenobia Vargas, Roberto Abrego, Hector Brand, Luis Cruz, Jairo Bolota Salazar, Benicio Robinson, Ricardo Torres, Roberto Ayala, Arquesio Arias, Leandro Avia, Eugenia Bernal, Nestor Tin Aguadia, Melchor Herrera, Gonzalo González, Javier Sucre, and Eric Brosse. 12 deputies were absent, among them Crispiano Adamus, current president of the Assembly, Kyra Harding and Victor Castillo. It should be remembered that these days the PRD bench remains atomized by the presidential candidacy of José Gabriel Carrizo and that of Deputy Adamus. At the meeting, Ariel Alba was elected as head of the bench and Abel Becker as deputy head. The candidate for representative for the township of El Llano in the district of Chepo, known as Terca, was apprehended by units of the National Border Service, Centrefront, together with the National Police and the Public Ministry in an operation which took place on the 24th of May of 2023. The arrest of the woman occurred inside a residence located in the Altos de Llano neighborhood in the aforementioned district. During the search, her partner, nicknamed El Cholo, was also arrested. In the procedure, the authorities were able to locate two bags that contained a white powder that is presumed to be cocaine. The alleged illicit substance was inside a school lunchbox, which was hidden above the ceiling. Both Terca, 35 years of age, and her partner was brought before a guarantee judge in order to file charges. Well, we might have had a shake or two. Until now, there are no reports of damage or people affected by the 6.6 magnitude earthquake on the Richter scale that occurred at around 10 p.m. on Wednesday. This was between Panama and Colombia. This was announced in the morning hours of this Thursday by the General Director of the National Civil Protection System, CINEPROC, Carlos Rombo. According to a report from the United States Geological Survey, the tremor was recorded 42 kilometers from the Puerto El Baldía sector in the Panamanian region of Guayana. The movement was felt both in Guayana and in the provinces of Panama, Darién, Panama Oeste, detailed CINEPROC. The official called on the population to remain calm when these situations arise, in addition to following the recommendations provided in case of emergencies. Similarly, Rombo reiterated that the country, through the Joint Task Force, is preparing to develop the third regional drill in order to measure operational capabilities, techniques, and emergency protocols. On that occasion, he reported a 7.5 magnitude earthquake will be simulated in the capital, including threats such as structured fires or collapsed buildings. And there would be also an aftershock of a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in Los Santos, which will affect Veraguas and Herrera, he added. And that's not all. An earthquake of preliminary magnitude 5 points on the Richter scale was recorded on the morning of Thursday in Santiago in the province of Veraguas. The movement was felt both in Veraguas and in the provinces of Herrera, Los Santos and Coclé. According to the Institute of Geosciences of the University of Panama, The earthquake occurred at 6:36 a.m. with a depth of 2 kilometres. On its Twitter account, the National Civil Protection System indicated that no damages or injuries have been reported. And that's it. There we go. There's our look at some of the stories in the local news for this Friday morning, all compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.